Hello all. Welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. Today my guest is Christine Schutte, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity Capital District in Albany, New York. Welcome, Christine.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Christine, how are you and your family faring during these COVID times?
Thanks for asking. We're doing okay. We're pretty lucky. My husband and I are both able to work from home, so that helps keep us very busy. And, you know, our biggest challenge is just keeping our three-year-old entertained. I think he's a little bit bored being stuck at home, but we're all healthy.
Excellent. And how long have you been at Habitat?
I've been on staff at Habitat for coming up on 9 years. But before that, I was a board member and a volunteer. So I've been around Habitat for Humanity for quite some time.
Because of what's happening with COVID, has the construction slowed down during this pandemic?
We've been lucky that affordable housing construction has been deemed an essential service by the governor. So we're able to continue building. We're one of the few projects in the Capital District that's able to continue under the New York State Pause Act. So we are building. We have 8 houses under construction in Albany. We do not have any volunteers on site. So we closed our site to volunteers even before the state mandate. But our 3 professional site managers are there. They're working in separate houses following CDC guidelines. And they're moving along. We're able to work with most of our subcontractors still. So we've been fortunate in that regard. But, you know, we have slowed down a bit and we're trying to keep on schedule.
So with that, Christine, do you think it's possible that the coronavirus might impact any new applicants who are going to qualify for a Habitat home because of job losses or reduction in income due to the pandemic?
I certainly think it will. And we have an application opening up this week, actually, for 5 new houses that will begin. We have a lot of concerns that, you know, with job losses, with the loss of income, with permanent layoffs, that we'll have a little bit more trouble finding applicants who are qualified, both for the Habitat program guidelines and for the really low interest mortgage product that we use through Sunny May. So we'll see what happens. We're trying to stay flexible. We've also tried to adapt our application to these times. So normally it's a paper application and we require a lot of supporting documents. Right now we've moved to having an online option as well. So if people are able to just do it from their home, that's wonderful. They can also still drop off an application. But we're trying to adapt and we're trying to see how we can still continue to provide the stability that homeownership can bring to a family. But it's a really tricky time for that.
So talk about, Christine, some of the pressing needs for urban housing, especially when it comes to affordability, whether it's for the owner or the builder.
Yeah, we build primarily within the downtowns of Albany and Troy. So in those downtown areas, you see a lot of beautiful old buildings that have been neglected for 15, 20 years. And some of those just can't be saved. Some of those, unfortunately, there's nothing that we could do to bring those buildings back. But even for those buildings that we can save, they just cost so much money to rehab. We've had buildings that have asbestos and lead in them that cost, you know, $100,000 to remediate before we even begin to touch the rest of the building. And so as a builder, it costs a lot of money. People think that Habitat has sort of a magic formula to building inexpensively, and we don't. You know, we've gotten as efficient as we can, but it still costs an average of $240,000 for every building. And so we are constantly fundraising. We're relying on our volunteers. We're looking at every public grant that we might qualify for in order to layer that subsidy so that we can then pass on those savings to a homeowner. And so for a homeowner, we also take into account not just the purchase price, but the long-term sustainability and affordability. And so a big part of that is energy efficiency. So we work really hard to make sure that our homes are energy efficient. All of our new construction homes are Energy Star certified. So we know that once a family moves into the home, they have an affordable, responsible mortgage product. So there's no balloon payments. There's nothing that's going to sneak up on them. But two, they have really low maintenance costs too, maintenance and energy costs.
So I understand that Habitat is now part of a new project called Urban Studio. Christine, can you talk about this new project and what's the goal and who are the partners involved?
Urban Studio is a really exciting partnership between RPI, School of Architecture, Habitat for Humanity, TAP, which is the Troy Architecture Practice, and they're our lead architect on almost every project, and the Troy Community Land Bank. So we have a lot of partners at the table, and we've been working on this for about a year. this semester was the first semester that the Urban Studio launched at RPI. And so there's two parallel tracks. There's one track that's looking at existing buildings and the rehab and retrofit of those buildings, looking at a lot of building science and systems to see how Habitat and others can adapt these old neighborhoods and these old buildings into new and productive use. And then there's another track, which is more of the typical architecture track. So we have students who are presenting new designs for affordable housing to Habitat. And the goal of the project really is to find an innovative way to address the housing need in the Capital District, and hopefully one that can then be replicated in other communities. So Habitat has, we've spent many years making our construction process really efficient, really honing in on a design that works for us. But it's for the most part one design. It's a, typically a single family, 3 to 4 bedroom home. Typically it's a row house, so it's an attached home. And what RPI can help us do, I think, is not replace that design, but come up with something additional that we might be able to offer. So whether it's more of a condo style home, or whether it's just a tinier house, you know, not quite a tiny home, but a smaller footprint, you know, maybe for a different population that we're not currently able to serve. So it's really an addition, you know, it's not trying to replace what we're doing, but just trying to bring all of the knowledge and the resources that RPI has and the new ideas that their students are bringing to the table, and to take that into something innovative for Habitat to consider. So it's obviously been affected a bit by the COVID crisis this semester, but we were able to see a student presentation for their midterm review, which was really exciting. And over the next few weeks, we'll actually be able to see some more of the final designs and hopefully find something that we can move forward with and break ground on a project potentially in the summer of 2021.
So are these courses that are being offered at RPI?
They are. So there's the two courses right now in the building science department and the architecture department. And then they also have a summer session. So students have the potential to continue this work through the summer. And then either those same students could continue in the fall, or a new crop of students would pick up where they left off in the fall. And the goal is for this to be an ongoing project. So an ongoing opportunity for RPI students to engage directly in the community with a real world project, not just something theoretical. And also for Habitat to continue to have new ideas and new innovations coming to us that we can evaluate to see whether they work. So this is the first one. We're sort of trying to articulate what it is that we want and trying to figure out what how to line up an academic schedule with a building schedule, which is not easy. But once we sort of work those things out, we're hoping that this can be a long-term, long-lasting partnership.
So you mentioned different populations. So basically, Habitat homes are geared toward families. What are you thinking of different populations?
Yeah, we're not completely sure, but the typical Habitat family, at least locally for us, tends to be a family with children. It tends to be someone earning between, I would say for a family of four, earning between maybe $25,000 and $55,000 a year. And like I said, because most of our homes are attached row houses, we haven't had the opportunity to build many fully accessible or universally designed homes for people who might need, you know, or might have some mobility impairments. So we're looking at all sorts of additional things we might be able to offer. So certainly more accessible units. Perhaps there are homes that would be available more as a, I don't want to say a starter home, but for someone who, you know, maybe is single, or there's one or two people in the household and who's trying to find some stability earlier in life instead of waiting like many of us have had to, you know, later in life to do that. Veterans, we do have a number of Habitat homeowners who are veterans, but there are some different housing needs that that population definitely has. And so We're trying to expand what Habitat can offer, and also hopefully offer a few of the a few new options at an even lower price point. Well, our average housing or our average sales price in the past few years has been around $130,000, which is affordable to a family earning, you know, less than $55,000 or so a year. But you know, there's always opportunities to drop that lower and to reach even more people.
So we're going to have to wrap up. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you want people to know?
You know, now more than ever, nonprofits are struggling, and there are a lot of really important and urgent needs out there. And where Habitat is trying to remind our supporters and remind the community is, you know, housing has been the national prescription for staying safe in this outbreak. And for so many of us, you know, it means adjusting schedules and maybe a little bit of discomfort. But then there are many of our neighbors who don't have a safe or affordable place to shelter. And so we're thinking about them and we're trying to press forward to make sure that we can provide housing stability for all of our neighbors in need.
Well, thank you, Christine, for speaking with me today. What's the best way for people to get more information about Habitat?
You can always get more information right on our website, which is habitatcd.org. And that's where we have information about how to get involved and also about how to apply to purchase a home.